Chapter 75, 0 to 60 in Nothing Flat. The blues don't jump right on you. They come creeping. Shortly after my 60th, I slipped into a depression like I hadn't experienced since that dusty night in Texas 30 years earlier. It lasted for a year and a half and devastated me. When these moods hit me, usually few will notice. Not Mr. Landau, no one I work with in the studio. Not the band, never the audience, hopefully not the children. But Patty will observe a freight train bearing down, loaded with nitroglycerin, and running quickly out of track. During these periods, I can be cruel, I run, I dissemble, I dodge, I weave, I disappear, I return. I rarely apologize, and all the while, Patty holds down the fort as I'm trying to burn it down. She stops me. She gets me to the doctors and says, "This man needs a pill." I do. I've been on antidepressants for the last 12 to 15 years of my life, and to a lesser degree, but with the same effect they had for my father. They have given me a life I would not have been able to maintain without them. They work. I return to Earth, home, and my family. The worst of my destructive behavior curtails itself, and my humanity returns. I was crushed between 60 and 62, good for a year, and out again from 63 to 64. Not a good record. During this time, I lost quite a few friends and family. Clarence, Danny, my Aunt Ida and Aunt Dora, Tony Strallo, my friend and trainer of a decade to his own depression, and Terry McGovern. Terry was my aide for 23 years and the man who'd fired Steve and me for my last chance bar gig at the Captain's Garter 40 years earlier. Some people take whole worlds with them when they die, and that was Terry McGovern. A Navy SEAL, Terry was the last great symbol of the raging honky-tonk Jersey Shore scene of the 60s and 70s. Bar manager, feared bouncer, lifeguard, father, grandfather, loyal friend and working companion, Terry covered it all, and I wrote Terry's song for him on Magic. At first I thought it might have been all this death around me, but as deeply as I loved all of these people, death I can handle. It's this other thing. This thing I've studied and fought against for the better part of 65 years. It comes in darkness or in broad daylight, each time wearing a subtly different mask. So subtle that some like myself, who have fought it and named it multiple times, welcome it in like an old friend. Then once again it takes up deep residence in my mind, heart, and soul, until it is finally rooted out after doing its wreckage. Antidepressant medication is temperamental. Somewhere around 59 or 60, I noticed the drug I'd been taking seemed to have stopped working. This is not unusual. The drugs interact with your body chemistry in different ways over time and often need to be tweaked. After the death of Dr. Myers, my therapist of 25 years, I've been seeing a new doctor whom I'd been having great success with. Together we decided to stop the medication I'd been on for 5 years and see what would happen. Death to my hometown. I nosedived like the diving horse at the old Atlantic City Steel Pier into a sloshing tub of grief and tears the likes of which I'd never experienced before. Even when this happens to me, not wanting to look too needy, I can be pretty good at hiding the severity of my feelings from most of the folks around me, even my doctor. I was succeeding well with this for a while, except for one strange thing. Tears. Buckets of them. Oceans of them. Cold black tears pouring down my face like tidewater rushing over Niagara during any and all hours of the day. What was this about? It was like somebody opened the floodgates and ran off with the key. There was no stopping it. Bambi tears. Old Yeller tears. Fried green tomatoes tears. Rain tears. Sun tears. I can't find my keys. Tears. Every mundane daily event, any bump in the sentimental road, became a cause to let it all hang out. It would have been funny, except it wasn't. Every meaningless thing became the subject of a world-shattering, existential crisis, filling me with an awful, profound foreboding and sadness. All was lost. All. Everything. The future was grim. And the only thing that would lift the burden was 100-plus on two wheels or other distressing things. I would be reckless with myself. Extreme physical exertion was the order of the day, and one of the few things that helped. I hit the weights harder than ever and paddleboarded the equivalent of the Atlantic, all for a few moments of respite. I would do anything to get Churchill's black dog's teeth out of my ass. Through much of this, I wasn't touring. I'd taken off the last year and a half of my youngest son's high school years to stay close to family and home. It worked, and we became closer than ever. But that meant my trustiest form of self-medication, touring, was not at hand. I remember one September day paddleboarding from Seabright to Long Branch and back in choppy Atlantic seas. I called John and said, "Mr. Landau, book me anywhere, please." I then, of course, broke down in tears. I'm surprised they didn't hear me in Lower Manhattan. A kindly elderly woman, walking her dog along the beach on this beautiful fall day, saw my distress and came up to see if there was anything she could do. Tears. How kind. I offered her tickets to the show. I'd seen this symptom before in my father after he had a stroke. He'd often missed up. The old man was usually as cool as Robert Mitchum his whole life, so his crying was something I loved and welcomed. He'd cry when I'd arrive, he'd cry when I left, he'd cry when I mentioned our old dog. I thought, now it's me. I told my doc I could not live like this. I earned my living doing shows, giving interviews, and being closely observed. And as soon as someone said Clarence, it was going to be all over. So wisely, off to the psychopharmacologist he sent me. Patty and I walked in and met a vibrant, white-haired, welcoming but professional gentleman in his 60s or so. I sat down, and of course, I broke into tears. I motioned to him with my hand. "This is it. This is why I'm here. I can't stop crying." He looked at me and said, "We can fix this." 3 days in the pill later, the waterworks stopped on a dime. Unbelievable. I returned to myself. I no longer needed to paddle, pump, play, or challenge fate. I didn't need to tour. I felt normal.